Hi, Black Hollywood Live fans. On today's Fit Club, we talk fasting, energy drinks, and new changes to your kids' school lunches and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned into Black Hollywood Live, Fit Club.
All right, you guys, we are here, Fit Club in the building. I'm Fallon Mercedes. If you haven't watched before, I'm your host. You guys can find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon. Here with my lovely co-host, Mr. Shaka Strong.
Yes, and you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Shaka Strong.
It's so funny, when I was doing the press release for this last week, and I was naming us hosts, I put Fallon Mercedes and Shaka Strong, and I'm like, wait, that's not his last name.
That is my online personality. It is Smith. I thought Strong was a little bit more poppy.
All right, you guys, we have tons of great topics and, you know, different research that we've uncovered for you today that we're going to talk about. The first one, let's dive into fasting. So I'm doing this cleanse, which is kind of like a fast. So I thought this was a great topic to talk about today. So there's new studies that show there is no difference between alternate, or they call it intermediate fasting, and counting calories, or I guess limiting your calorie intake. They both actually show weight loss.
Yeah. So
were you surprised about this?
Well, there was a little bit more weight loss in the alternate fasting group. So, and then it turned out the alternate fasting group cheated more.
Yes.
So I thought that was more interesting because, you know, I've employed intermittent fasting at times. And I found it worked well. I've never really been good at caloric restriction. And so this study kind of bore out the fact that maybe it's not about the type of diet, but what's the type of diet that's right for you.
Yeah.
And so they're looking into seeing whether or not, if people chose whether or not they go alternate fasting versus caloric restriction.
So had they had the choice, maybe it would have been easier for them.
It might have been more effective, yeah. So they found basically the one group that was doing alternate day fasting, they would have about 500 calories on one day, or 25% of the calories they normally would have on one day, and the next day they'd have 125% of those calories. The caloric restriction group just kept it to one particular number over several days. And they just found that the ones that, it was about 500 calories per day on the day that you fasted, and they found that people that were on that fast tended to have a few more hundred calories than the 500.
Mm-hmm.
But that group did see 6% weight loss, and the other group saw 5.3%.
Yeah.
So it was a little bit more weight loss, and they cheated some more.
Yeah.
So maybe alternate fasting is the way to go.
You know, after I read this, because I was doing calorie restriction for years, now I'm at the point, you know, I just try to choose healthier food rather than restrict calories. But if there was one that I would choose, it would probably be the fasting because that's just my personality. Some days I'm just like, gimme, gimme, gimme. And some days I'm like, okay, I'm fine.
Yeah,
so for me, exactly, you're
meal,
busy. Yeah. You're not thinking about food. You know, as women, we get our cycle and you're like, gimme, gimme, gimme. So I feel like that probably would fit my personality a little bit more.
And since it's every other day, there's that idea of the next day I get my reward. You know, I have my big treat.
Yeah.
I can really go crazy tomorrow because I get all these calories I can pack in.
So it's like worth it.
Yeah.
It's similar to, remember that test that they've done? I think everybody's heard about it, but the kids with the marshmallows and like they had to wait and then it had something. Oh, you didn't hear about it? You know this. It has to do with instant gratification.
Oh, okay.
They have a bunch of little kids and they would put them in the room and they would say, they would put a marshmallow in front of them and they would say, you know, you can eat it now, but if you wait, we'll give you more marshmallows. And then the kids, they studied for years and years and years until they were adults. Those who reached for the marshmallows quicker, I guess, weren't as successful in life than those who waited and delayed their instant gratification.
So the ones that wait should be on the alternate fasting diet.
Exactly.
Caloric restriction, just do it daily. You're good to go.
And I wonder if this plays into this too. Like, I wonder if, you know, people who are more successful, are they more successful at fasting? Does that, you know, kind of, I mean,
that would be interesting, yeah.
Because me, like, I like to think I'm somewhat successful, but I suck at instant delayed gratification. Well, yeah. So,
if you're able to delay gratification, if that's a marker of it, then I guess if you're an alternate faster, you'd probably be a symptom of more success in your life.
Yeah, so. I bet that might be interesting. All right, let's talk about. I had my notes and I lost them, unfortunately. But Shock is here to help me out. Yeah, my wingman.
Well, we had those energy drinks.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, fascinating. So, I mean, we always kind of know that energy drinks. It's sort of basically, we know they're not really great for you, right? It looks like there's not that much evidence about whether or not they're negative or positive, so it's still sort of a black box, they call it, of what effect it has on your body.
Yeah.
But we did learn a few different things about the effect on the heart rate, your blood pressure. There's been some anecdotal evidence of people that were young that were, I think one guy was 28 years old, had 8 energy drinks in a day, and then had to go to the ER.
Let's step back.
Yeah.
Why are you drinking 8 energy drinks in one day?
Well, before we'll get into our sugar conversation a little bit later because we have a sugar story.
Yes, we do.
But there's so much sugar in these energy drinks, they are addictive to a degree. And then they taste good. Maybe they make you feel a little bit better. And maybe you have a busy day and you think you need that many.
I'm trying to think. The most energy drinks I have ever drank in one day, probably 2.
2, maybe? Because I think I probably had 3 or 4 in a
heavy
day.
Wow.
In a full day. Like, you go out, you're hanging out, and like, especially if you start the day early and you have things to do. So I think I've had 3 or 4 in a full day, not really knowing that it could be this deleterious.
And I wonder how many people who have actually died from or had cardiac arrest from mixing their energy drinks. Because I know when I was, you know, club hopping, I would do, you know, the Red Bull and vodka. Yeah. Or, you know,
and so even you might have 3 or 4 in that one evening
and probably didn't even realize. Yeah, it's crazy.
And so they're saying it's not just the caffeine. What it is the caffeine and the mixture of these other things they put in these energy drinks. Mm-hmm. They put B vitamins, which are good, but they also put in things like taurine and guarana
and L-carnitine.
And they put these in such high amounts. So while you can find these stuff in like natural foods, they're not in high amounts in natural foods.
Yeah.
And so with the one guy that had cardiac arrest, all they had in the system was a caffeine and taurine. Mm-hmm. So they're now starting to look at how caffeine might interact with other substances. We know guarana is already on the NCAA's ban list 2016-2017.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, you know, even as an athlete, you can't have any energy drink that's got guarana in it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that should already tell you something about maybe these drinks aren't the safest when the NCAA starts banning different products that might come from the drinks.
And it's interesting because different countries have different regulations. And I think it's in Poland. Yeah. I saw an article saying that they've banned Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow.
Saying that it's not safe to drink.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we consume that here in America, like...
Yeah, gallons. Like it's going out of style.
Literally, yeah. But the Mayo Clinic suggests that you should have no more than one energy drink per day.
Yeah, so if you're 12 to 18, they say 100 milligrams per day. And if you're over that, they say about 200 milligrams per day.
And mind you, this energy drink company in general, it's a $1 billion company. Mm-hmm. I think they said $39 billion. I think if we were to look into this further and find out, hey, this might not be as good for you and there's more banning, I feel like that company would go out of business pretty quickly.
Yeah, almost 1,500 kids between 12 and 17 went to the emergency room with energy-related drink sicknesses in 2011.
Yeah.
So that's 1,500 nuts. Children, 12 to 17, so it's crazy.
Yeah.
I heard the one story, the one anecdote was the woman was in the grocery store, and she saw the mom getting a 12-pack of Red Bull for the 11-year-old soccer game so they could have it during halftime. And it was like, her belief was, what happened to the oranges and the apples? I remember when I was growing up and we had these games when I was a kid, power bars and like apples and fruit, you know, there was no Red Bull to have.
Yeah, or the Gatorade and Powerade. Yeah. But we have another story for you. It shows, you know, those are not that great for you either.
Yeah.
All the sugar that's in those things. They say the average American consumes about 22 teaspoons of added sugar per day. That's almost 400 calories per day.
Insane.
Extra of sugar. And it's
Added sugar. It's not like the other sugar that you're naturally getting.
Exactly. That's added sugar. And I actually, if you go to my Instagram, Fit with Fallon, I did my story. Yeah. Since I don't have it written down, I'm going to pull it up right now. But a 20-ounce of Coke is equal to 6 Swiss rolls. You know, the chocolate Debbie Swiss rolls. Those were like my favorite growing up. But that's 65 grams of sugar. The Minute Maid apple juice. It's okay. My story is going too quick. Let's try it again. 15-ounce apple juice equals 10 Oreos. That's 49 grams of sugar. Starbucks iced coffee, it's equal to 2.5 donuts. That's 28 grams of sugar. I would like the donuts, please, yeah, over I'll the take latte. The right. Yeah. one Gatorade yeah. is equal to 5 Reese cups. That's 56 grams of sugar.
Crazy. And you know,
5 Reese cups in a Gatorade.
And how many people drink Gatorade when they're not being athletic?
Yeah. See, and like, you think it's like yeah. healthy. Like, oh, I'm not going to drink juice. Let me grab a Gatorade. Yeah.
I get it if you're playing sports and you need that sugar right then for your body to convert and use. But if that's not the case, these things are really not healthy.
Yet. And to be honest, I didn't even know Gatorade had that much sugar in it. I just thought it had a lot of salt, sodium, you know, to help the electric lights go back up. So that was kind of crazy to me. And then we have like some Bolt House Farms Berry Boost kind of juice.
Yeah.
Juice. Now, in here, it's berries, strawberries. That's equivalent to 6 chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
That's 24 grams of sugar.
And while I advocate for getting your sugar from natural sources like fruit, I always say I'm not that much of a big fan of juicing. I think juicing is good. It's got its place. But I say blend the fruit so you get the fiber in it. You get
that's
all
what
of
I
it.
Do.
Yeah. And so I think that's the better way to go. So juicing's good, but the better way to go is to get everything that's part of the fruit.
It's interesting. I train a lot of women who do Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
And with Weight Watchers, they do not like juicing either.
Yeah.
They would rather you eat the fruit itself or, get the fiber in. But you get many, many more points if you juice rather than if you eat the fruit itself. And it's because the fiber, it helps slow down kind of the breakdown of the food sugars, and it doesn't spike your glucose levels.
Exactly.
So, very, very interesting. I have a little more to say about the sugar, the added sugar. It's this article we were reading, they were saying they had one guy who in particular went cut out sugar for days, and he was explaining how he went through kind of like withdrawals. You're addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Many people in this country are addicted to sugar. I myself, doing this cleanse, you have to cut out so many things.
Yeah, I was going to say, how has your thinking changed? Has your brain changed?
One thing that I've noticed the first couple of days, I started to notice I was getting minor headaches. It wasn't enough for me to go pop a pill.
Yeah.
But I noticed, okay, why am I getting these headaches? I'm hydrated enough. I have enough water. I'm eating enough. But it was all that sugar, all the carbs that I cut out. So, you know, drastically that it's kind of like my body's like, wow, what's going on?
You probably were getting, that keto flu, almost a mild version of that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of what I was going through. But usually the symptoms of, that you're addicted to something, once you pull it away, binging, withdrawal, cravings, cross-sensitization, and that's basically when you are addicted to something, it's kind of the gateway to open to something else.
Yeah.
So usually, if you cut out carbs automatically, you're going to notice, okay, let me grab carbs as a substitute, because carbs in the body broken down turn into sugar.
Yeah, I tell you, from one of my first or second shows, I'd cut out all my carbohydrates. And right after the show, what I immediately craved was a soda, which was so crazy because I hadn't had a soda in like years. Mm. Literally, I had cut out soda a long time ago, but my body just wanted sugar, and for some reason just grasped onto soda. So I did have that one soda, but got me back to level. But it was just such a weird thing for me to find myself motivated to something I hadn't had in years because I had simply cut out carbohydrates.
Yeah, your body is probably like screaming like, hey, I want this, I need this. And I notice so many people too when they do those shows, they usually break up with their boyfriends.
Yeah.
I mean, doing my Fit to Fat show, I think half of us broke up with our partners during the process. Some of us got back with them, but it's you just kind of, you literally, it's like being an addict. You go crazy when you're cutting out all that food and then introducing food.
And the foods that people reach for after a show, they're so unhealthy. I mean,
you see them. Pizza, donuts.
Yeah. And, like, they get creative with it. You know, brownies with M&Ms and Oreo pieces and stuff like that. But that's really the body craving this thing that it's been so used to. And basically they're going through withdrawal and coming right back. You know, it's like getting that
And you go through, when you do something so drastic like that, you go through a lot of kind of, like, manic, kind of like up and down, bipolar, not saying you're bipolar, but that those type of, you get a lot of anxiety, you get depressed, one minute you're happy, one minute you're not. It's just, you go through so many different things. So again, it kind of shows us too that, you know, we're not just eating, you know, to kind of just fill our appetite. We're feeding our bodies, our minds,
our brain.
Yeah. So we need to start thinking of that when we grab for food. You know, I'm so cautious now, especially for sugar.
Yeah.
You know, I'll grab for some foods and I automatically look at the nutrition label. And even my nieces and nephews, like, I was looking at, you know, instead of giving them like hot, not cocoa, like hot cocoa, but I'm trying to do cacao powder.
Yeah.
So that way they're not taking in as much sugar, but even the organic cacao powder and the kids, you know, packs, they have like 24 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
And it's just like, here we are, we're loading our children up with tons of sugar, and you wonder why they're going crazy at night. They can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you're yelling at them. I mean, it's my fault too. I yell at my niece, go to sleep. It's 10 o'clock at night. But if I were to go through everything she ate for the day,
you'd probably be able to find out exactly why she's not sleeping.
This poor girl, of course she can't go to sleep. You just filled her up, you know, with all this sugar. You know, you think, oh, apple juice, you know, it's good. Yeah. No.
And I think that's why we're raised that way, to be addicted to sugar. And that's why it's so important when you start to break free of that and find a diet plan. It's a diet plan that's sustainable for you. Yeah. So it can't be a diet plan that you cut out everything, because you're going to reach for those other things that you had before even harder.
Mm-hmm.
So with the alternate fasting versus the caloric restriction, they're finding that really it's a diet plan that's best suited for you.
Yeah.
So you want something that you can do for the rest of your life. And so you can cut out sugar and watch it, but you have to do it in ways that are going to be the best for your benefit to follow, follow through with.
And this diet plan that I'm on right now, this cleanse, I'll kind of update you on the progress that I'm on right now. It's day 10. I was wishing it was day 11 when I did an Instagram story earlier, but it is day 10 and things are going well. The first week, I was very surprised for me to be raw vegan, like thrown into the fire, not pescatarian, not vegetarian, not vegan. Raw vegan, I would say that was the most challenging, but I found it a little kind of motivating to push myself to a place that I've never been before.
Yeah.
So I succeeded, and I gave you guys an update last week on the raw vegan. Now, I was told I was vegetarian, but it's still vegan. I can't have my veggie patties yet. I can't have grilled veggies. I can't have roasted nuts. I can't have beans
dairy?
Now.
What about dairy?
No dairy. Okay, still good. No dairy. No patties. So, no fish.
So what's been added in then?
Before it was raw, so I couldn't have anything roasted. I couldn't have anything cooked.
Yeah.
I couldn't have soups, so I can have a soup now.
Okay, cool.
I can have, you know, cooked beans.
Okay.
I can have those things. So it's, I'm not going to lie, it was challenging this weekend. I think maybe because I was a little bit sleep deprived, overworked, and I noticed for myself, food is comfort.
Yeah.
You know, when you go home and you had a long day, you just want to reach for comfort food, and I couldn't.
So you haven't cheated?
I have not cheated.
Nice. Very
it's
nice.
Been hard. Yeah. Am I supposed to cheat?
No. Most people do. My experience is most people do, so it's good that you're sticking to the plan.
I mean, I'm trying to think. I think I had a salad. Yeah. Accidentally, it had a little cheese on it. I tried to brush. No, I ordered it, I didn't even know it was cheese, and I was looking at it and like tried to wipe some off as best as I could.
You see how they do that to us? We order a salad, we automatically get cheese on
it. Yeah, like, I didn't even ask for cheese. Yeah. And then my roommate, she bought me a salad because I was like, I need something. I'm hungry. She came back and I had chicken in it, so I had to pull all the chicken out, and it might have been a little bit of chicken still in it.
A little flavor.
Exactly. But yeah, so far doing pretty good. I've lost 5 pounds. So I'm super excited about that. I'm hoping to lose a little bit more. But I'm a little scared and cautious as I introduce more stuff in.
Yeah.
Am I going to gain the weight back? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm worried how my body's going to react. But to be honest, I was telling Shaka before we started the show, I don't even have a craving or the desire for meat.
Yeah.
I wonder after this, will I go back to eating meat? And that's very...
Well, you can have the jackfruit tacos instead.
Exactly.
So when you have that craving, you can go have something
exactly.
like jackfruit tacos.
Yeah. I do think I'll probably reach for fish. I miss tuna fish on my salads, but I don't really miss any of the other stuff, the turkey yeah. or the chicken.
The bacon.
yeah, I don't really, honestly, I don't really miss the bacon. I thought, too, that I would miss eggs. Yeah. I, avid egg lover. Have you been to Starbucks and had those little egg white frittata things? Yeah. Amazing.
I just
low
missed it
because
they were easy to make. I used to make
yeah,
a lot of egg
exactly.
whites.
So and I think
super
that's,
simple.
Yeah, I think that's why I miss it, too. It was just very convenient.
Yeah, but now you find some quinoa and some other things.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving quinoa, loving cashews, loving... there's this little thing at Trader Joe's. It's like garbanzo beans, cilantro, onions, tomatoes. It's a little mixture. I'm in heaven when I eat that right now.
Did you find that or did you already know about that?
I knew about it, but now that's like my go-to.
Yeah, see, that's what I like about when at least going vegan or making that kind of change, you start to discover new things because now you're like, I have to find something that's cool.
Yeah, you're kind of, you have kind of forced into it, but it's nice. And I have a code for you guys if you're interested because I didn't know posting that I would get so many people reaching out to me. What are you doing? I need something. I want to do it. So Dr. Shamika has given me a code to give all my friends, followers, viewers a discount. So when you go on her website, shamikamd.com, and you purchase her cleanse package, there's one for guys too, you want to type in FIT5, and that's my code. If you guys have any questions or you do buy it, let me know. Reach out to me because I want to keep track with you. I want to see how you're feeling, if we're feeling the same, and how you're doing, and just love to hear your...
So how many? It's a 30-day?
20-day.
20-day, okay. Yep. So you're halfway through.
Yeah, halfway through. I'm doing all right. Yeah, so I'll continue to keep you updated. Follow me on my social media, and then, of course, next week I'll let you know if I gave in and had that Reese's PC cup or something.
Right.
Hopefully I won't. All right, we have two more stories.
Yeah.
Let's talk about aging.
Yeah.
This new study shows that African-Americans are actually living longer than, I guess, Caucasians and other races.
Yeah.
And
we're living longer, but we're still living less.
Yes. Yeah. So there was a decline in recent years, 25%. We were dying, you know, earlier, but we're still outliving other races.
Yeah.
I say we.
Because I believe it was we're not outliving the other races, but we've just gained more years.
Oh, I thought we were outliving other races.
No.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
I told you I'm missing some notes, you guys. So tell us more, Shaka.
Well, so basically we found, I think, that African Americans on average are living about 4 years more than they were prior to. However, there's still...
So what's the average age that people are dying?
Oh, I forget the average age. Something in the
70s. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But Caucasians and other minority groups are still living longer because of better care. So while we are catching up, we're still behind.
Yeah.
So that was good news on that front. So I think that... And we're really missing out on preventable diseases from heart disease, diabetes, early diagnosis of cancer and cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So that is, especially as a minority, African-American... That's where you really want to make sure you pay full attention because we're not necessarily getting the same level of care.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be on you to really up your own level of care.
Yeah. And it's crazy, too. Like, I found out this week that my neighbor that I grew up with, her mom was diagnosed with cancer. Yeah. And I'm constantly seeing so many people, especially, you know, in the minority community, having cancer, having these different diseases, and it makes me feel like, you know, are we rushing to the doctor?
We're not.
And that preventable care is so important.
Yeah.
And, you know, even when I have clients come to me now, before I would just do body fat percentage because that helped me, you know, get you to your goals. But now I'm even doing your blood pressure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had one girl, I did her blood pressure and, you know, she's pre-hypertension. Yeah. And it's just like eye-opening. And it's like, you know, well, when's the last time you've been to the doctor? Oh, it's been a while. Mm. I didn't know that. So I'm like, okay, I need you to make an appointment now.
Yeah.
You know,
and for as long as we have, at least currently, we still have some affordable health care with Obamacare. People need to start taking advantage of that and going to the doctor, yes, and make sure they get their checkups. Because I believe it was something crazy that African American women are, I want to say maybe a few years behind in terms of diagnosis of breast cancer and treatment. And I so know. We know that with cancers, it's just, it's about early detection.
Yep.
So if you don't have early detection, your mortality risk raises way up. So.
Yeah, find, you know, if you have a local Planned Parenthood, you know, and you don't have health insurance, you know, go there. Even, you know, when you're in CVS or a local pharmacy, they have the blood pressure
free
cups
checkups,
free.
Yeah.
Put your arm in there, you know, Google, you know, there's different health drives that they have where they'll do, you know,
free
your
testing,
checkup for you,
yeah,
free testing, those things. So, you know, try not to neglect your health because it's the only, you know,
yeah,
thing that we kind of have in control of that we have.
Yeah.
Very important. All right. Let's talk about Obamacare and...
Well, not Obamacare, but the new rules for school lunches.
School lunches,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that was interesting because just as we're talking here about, mm-hmm, as kids, we set these standards for whether it's sweets or the things we're having through our day that will help us kind of be successful adults when it comes to our health. So we do know that Michelle Obama, one of her big initiatives was like the whole healthy school lunches. And so there were some, you know, pretty decent regulations in terms of grains that people were to have, fruits and vegetables. But there were some complaints from different school districts that the kids were throwing out the food or this or that.
Aww.
And so now we know that the new administration, Trump administration, has eased some of these regulations and made it a little bit easier for them to introduce some added food, added sugars and some processed foods into the school lunches. The ease up, it's been a mild ease up. But for me, I still think it's an issue. Because what they did find is while kids were throwing out more food, their consumption of fruits and vegetables had gone up. So these kids are, even though they might be throwing out some of the food, they're still consuming more fruits and vegetables,
yeah,
as a result. And I like that idea of kids eating healthier and setting the stage for health as an adult.
My niece, I keep talking about my family, but I love them so much. But my niece, I was talking to her, I constantly, what did you eat today? You know, are you eating your fruits and veggies? And she had told me that when she was at a doctor's appointment, well, my sister told me when my niece was at the doctor's appointment, the doctor does the same thing, asked her, you know, what's your favorite vegetable?
Yeah.
And it used to be broccoli.
Yeah.
And he said, what happened with broccoli? And she said, I broke up with him. And he goes, why did you break up with broccoli? Mind you, she just turned 7 years old. She said, my mommy doesn't cook broccoli with cheese anymore. So we broke up. I don't like them anymore.
Oh, no.
But my sister's trying to incorporate, you know, without the dairy,
yeah,
healthier, you know, instead of, the problem is that, you know, we try to trick the kids into eating the vegetables,
yeah,
you know, by sauteing them and putting lots of salt and pepper or the cheese or,
yeah,
different things to mask it. But it's not helping the problem.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago, that tricking the kids into eating healthy is not necessarily the best way.
It's not.
But finding a way that they like the food in a healthier way is, mm-hmm, the best way. And kind of being open and honest with them about what they are eating,
yeah,
helps the kid because now there's some different associations. He's niece, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably associating food with, you know, some sort of, like, chicanery, like some sort of trickery now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, making these sort of connections early on is not great. So you really want to be open and honest with kids and let them try the foods they want and expose them to different things, but also push for the healthy food. Always continue to offer it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, worst comes to worst, you can tell them, how old are you? You're 7 years old.
Yeah.
You need 7 bites. You
cannot
get,
right,
up from the table.
Exactly.
And say, yeah, 7 bites of those veggies. I mean, that's what my auntie did to me when I was younger. But, so that's it for today's show.
Yeah.
Very informative, even though it was short.
Yeah.
I loved it. I actually learned a lot. I'm going to have to go back through all my notes, find my notes, some of them, and read some of the things that we learned today.
And
if
ease
there's
off
some,
the energy drinks, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
if
there's topics that you want us to talk about, or even things that we kind of didn't talk about on the topics we talked about, let us know. We'd love to hear, you know, for energy drinks. What's your take on them?
Yeah.
Do you include them or not include them?
Do you have a natural alternative?
Because
I used to do my own little energy drink with black coffee and green tea and mm-hmm. things like that. So maybe a natural alternative to an energy drink might be good as well.
Are there any veggies that, you know, you can persuade your kids to eat that we haven't found out about?
Yeah.
And fasting, you know, do you count calories or do you do the intermediate fasting? What works for you? All right, you guys. So I will see you same time, same place next week. Find me online at fitwithfallon.com or at fitwithfallon.
And you guys can find me at Shaka Strong on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And follow us at FitClubBHL, also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And thank you to those of you who actually comment during the live YouTube.
Yeah.
So we do get a lot of comments, but it's during the live chat. So
okay,
they don't
great.
Save after the YouTube. So if you're commenting and you want us to respond, we can't see it during the live chat.
But we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll put up the live chat next week, and so we'll be able to respond to you guys as we're filming.
That sounds good. So keep on commenting. We'll watch it next week, and we'll see you guys then.
Bye, guys.
Take care.
Tiana Hopkins, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.